First check in down I-10 in New Orleans. Jeff Carrer, host of Ringside Politics, joins us right now. Jeff, what's happening, man?
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Good morning. We're going to get into some other topics in a little bit, but there's no way I don't start by asking, has COVID been murdering people in New Orleans?
Yeah, that's the excuse, isn't it? Everything is due to the pandemic, and the whole city went crazy because of the pandemic hit, and you know, we lost police officers, and violence went through the roof, and yeah, somehow other communities did a better job of dealing with it. And in New Orleans, I thought LaToya Cantrell said from the beginning that her job was keeping people safe, that was her number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it hadn't worked out that way.
Not so much, no. So for those that aren't up to speed on this, New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell was on Face the Nation over the weekend. And when asked about being the murder capital of America, the first words out of her mouth were COVID-19. She then went on to describe a number of other different factors. And, Jeff, I don't know how any of those factors don't make their way back up to her office.
The buck stops here, Brian.
Right.
I mean, it's her responsibility. She is a mayor of New Orleans, and the mayors in New Orleans have a lot of power. It is a position that has authority that has been granted to that office over the years, and she's got the same authority as other mayors have had. So she can't shift blame to anybody else. I mean, it's her responsibility. I mean, she runs the police department. She hires a police chief. I mean, that's her number one job, public safety.
We're talking with Jeff Carrer, host of Ringside Politics, about the, LaToya Cantrell being on Face the Nation. So one of the questions brought up, and by the way, shout out to the moderator of that show. She did a fantastic job of questioning without attacking. I thought it was handled very, very well on her end.
Right.
The host or moderator, however you want to title her, did bring up the recall petition. Where are we at right now?
Well, it's interesting, Brian, because I was at a news conference that was going on simultaneously with the mayor's appearance on Face the Nation, and the organizers said that there were 15,000 signatures away from the goal of 53,000. Mm-hmm. So I guess that means they're roughly at 38,000. They've got a month now, a little less than a month. So they're going to need basically 1,000 a day, because you're going to want a cushion because obviously some of these signatures are going to get thrown out.
Yeah.
And they're going to be doing events during Mardi Gras. They're going to be doing another mailing. And we'll see where it goes. They're giving it their best shot. They're going to do some more media. And they're still fired up, even though maybe the odds are certainly against them. I don't think the mayor's Face the Nation appearance helped the mayor. I think it's going to give more fuel to the organizers. I mean, the mayor came across as arrogant as usual.
Yeah.
And also claimed that, you know, it was my city, my people, my department, my. I mean, it's just she doesn't own anything. I mean, she's a public servant. It's you know, our police department, our city, our needs.
But
it's just this arrogance that she has. It's just comes through every time she's interviewed.
If she's going to own anything, it has to be responsibility first. She can claim ownership of everything else after she claims ownership of responsibility.
Right. And as you say, it's COVID. It's this problem. It's that problem. It's anything other than her own misdeeds. And, you know, whether it be her personal behavior, her travel, her financial issues, the infrastructure. I mean, you go around New Orleans, Brian, and I do it all the time. I mean, the streets are in deplorable condition. They're projects that start and they never complete.
Yeah.
So you have construction signs everywhere and, you know, half completed streets. And, you know, it's just another example of her incompetence. I mean, she just has sheer incompetence. And I think part of the problem is that she's distracted. Again, she was up at a conference in D.C. Just the other day. She's either an international conference, an Aspen Institute conference, I mean, climate change conference. What she's not doing is having conferences with the citizens, conferences with the people that are in need in New Orleans. I interviewed the other day the mother of Boogie B's, the comedian Boogie B, the mother of Boogie B, who was killed outside of the Rouse's grocery in the Warehouse District a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's never been contacted by the mayor or her office. I mean, you know, I realize you have 280 murders a year in New Orleans, but it should be, I would think, a priority of the mayor or her staff to reach out to the family members of all of these victims and
yeah.
see what they can do.
Yeah.
And this is a high-profile individual who was a major star, and she didn't even bother to contact this poor lady. So it's, you know, it's just a tragedy on so many levels.
All right, we're talking with Jeff Carrere, host of Ringside Politics down in New Orleans. From the police end of this, where's the department at right now? I mean, if I recall, last we have y'all have an interim police chief still?
Correct.
National search, I mean, is there anything going on that can move the ball forward, that can show New Orleanians a modicum of positivity that the city will come out of this muck?
Yeah, there is a little bit of maybe light at the end of the tunnel, because it looks like the numbers that are leaving have slowed down some. The police officers are now going to be receiving additional bonuses to stay, and that seems to be helping keep more officers. So, I mean, we're still hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of officers short, but maybe we've stopped the bleeding there.
Mm-hmm.
The crime numbers for 2023 are slightly down from 2022, so maybe we're turning the corner on some of the horrific numbers. The murder rate is like slightly down, so you know, possibly there's some things that could be moving in the right direction there. They're trying to do what they can with very limited numbers. You know, we're praying that Mardi Gras, which is right here, is going to be safe, and they're going to get help from the state police and other departments.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be important, that they get through that with no major incidents.
I'm hearing Toth is back to its real route. So I'm sure Endymion still has to cut corners literally and figuratively. But as long as we get our Toth Sunday, we're good to go. Hey, Jeff, while we got about 2 minutes left, I wanted to ask you about on a national scale. There's been a ton of mass shootings. In fact, we had two. In Louisiana, one right here in Baton Rouge over the weekend. Are we about to hear gun control debates again?
It seems like it always happens after these mass shootings. We saw several out in California over the past few days, and as you say, here in Louisiana. So, and we've had plenty of them here in New Orleans. Yeah. And that does seem to be what we hear after these incidents. Uvalde, you know, they passed gun control after that.
Yeah.
So I think we could hear it, but I don't think it's going to happen with the Republicans in control of the House. I mean, remember last time they got it through when they had this, you know, very small Democrat majority, but now they don't. So I think it's going to be even more of a hurdle. But I'm sure they're going to try it, because that seems to be what is done after these incidents. And, you know, this should probably be – I know Biden was saying just a few weeks ago that this is one of his number one priorities, is an assault weapon ban.
And
so, yeah, I think you're right. I think it's gonna we're going to hear it.
I'm actually shocked that we haven't already heard it. Normally, it the debate begins quicker than the processing of the dead bodies. It's just the politicization happens that quickly more often than not. What else you got coming up on the show today?
It happened in Uvalde.
Yep.
Yeah, well, today we're going to be looking at, again, more of this crime situation. We're going to be focusing on upcoming Mardi Gras events. Also going to be looking at what's going on with some poll numbers. Donald Trump is now leading Joe Biden again, so some things have turned around nationally.
Mm-hmm.
And then looking into the classified document issue with an expert, trying to pin down, you know, what could be in those documents.
Is the number still holding of documents that have been found, or are we expecting it to go up before breakfast?
Well, we don't know. I mean, there have been so many different incidents, Brian. I mean, every day they seem to be finding more documents.
Yeah.
And I guess the beach house is the next area where they're going to have to have a thorough search.
Got to check the beach house. Got to. Got to check right. Check behind the big freezer, you know, the deep freeze where you keep all the Costco meat. Check there.
Right.
You know, it's
definitely check Hunter's room. Make sure we go through Hunter's room very, very intently.
Absolutely. Fine-tooth comb going through Hunter's room, although wear a hazmat suit before you go in. He is Jeff Guerrero, host of Ringside Politics. We chat every Tuesday. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Okay, Brian.